LearnOutloud.com and Zods.com present Zod's Notes. The Zod's Notes are a series of essays written and read by Brian Johnson, philosopher and CEO of Zod's Inc. To hear other titles written or narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit www.learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out Zaadz.com. That's Zaadz.com. This edition of the Zaadz Notes is entitled The Buddha. For a written transcript of this note or to read more of the Zaadz Notes, please visit www.zaadz.com/knowledge. Now here is Brian Johnson with his note on the Buddha.
How are you? This is Brian Johnson welcoming you to a quick audio summary of one of my favorite teachers, the Buddha. We're going to go over a quick introduction of the Buddha, look at the core text of Buddhism called the Dhammapada, look at some core teachings like the Four Noble Truths, Nirvana, the Eightfold Path, and then we're going to go off on some of my favorite passages from the Dhammapada, which is actually the bulk of this audio recording. I hope that you enjoy. Excuse me. And let's get into it. So, an introduction to the Buddha. Buddha was born Siddhartha Gautama in the 6th century BCE, the son of a royal family in Nepal. He walked away from his riches and life of comfort at the age of 30, seeking spiritual fulfillment through a path of contemplation and asceticism before achieving enlightenment while sitting beneath the Bodhi tree. The Buddha's teachings of the Four Noble Truths form the core of Buddhism, a religion practiced by hundreds of millions of people around the world. The word Buddha is derived from a Sanskrit word that means to wake up. Thus, the Buddha is one who is awake and truly alive moment to moment. Buddha taught in India at around the same time in the 6th century BCE that Confucius and Lao Tzu of Taoism taught in China. Kind of cool. The Dhammapada is one of the core books of Buddha's teaching, and according to Eknath Eswaran, the Dhammapada means something like the path of Dharma, of truth, of righteousness, of the central law that all of life is one. Eswaran continues, quote, "The Buddha did not leave a static structure of his belief that we can affirm and be done with. His teaching is an ongoing path, a way of perfection, which anyone can follow to the highest good. The Dhammapada is a map for this journey. These verses can be read and appreciated simply as wise philosophy. As such, they are part of the great literature of the world. But for those who would follow it to the high end, the Dhammapada is a sure guide to nothing less than the highest goal life can offer, self-realization." That's from Eknath Eswaran's introduction to his translation of the Dhammapada, which, by the way, I highly recommend. You spell Eswaran's last name E-A-S-W-A-R-A-N. He is amazing. He's done translations of the Bhagavad Gita, the Dhammapada, and he's also done amazing work. He wrote a biography on Gandhi, who he walked with in India, and just an amazing human being. So I highly recommend you learn more about not only Buddhism and the Dhammapada, but also get into Eknath Eswaran and his work. So let's take a quick look at some of the core teachings of Buddha and Buddhism. We'll start with the Four Noble Truths. The Buddha's Four Noble Truths form the core of Buddhism. They are, number one, life is full of suffering. Number two, the cause of suffering is selfish desire. The third noble truth is suffering can be relieved. And the fourth, the relief of suffering can be achieved by following the Eightfold Path. We'll start with life is suffering. What does that mean? Now, Buddha established the fact that life will always involve a certain amount of suffering. We will all get old, get sick, and die. Our possessions will break, and so will some of our relationships. According to Buddha, that's just how it is. Technically, I guess all of our relationships will ultimately break. But the fact that these things happen do not account for why we are unhappy, however. We're unhappy because we fight against it. We cling to our sense of how things should be, or how we want them to be. It's this attachment to expectations that presents the problem. Only by dealing with the fact that life is unpredictable and will often bring pain and undesirable results can we become non-attached and avoid the suffering that plagues most people. Another concept is nirvana. We've all been exposed to the concept of nirvana. Granted, that introduction might have come through the 90s grunge band, but hey. The literal Sanskrit word of the word nirvana means a blowing out or extinction. In Buddhism, nirvana represents the highest state of consciousness in which all selfish desires and attachments are no longer present. Another concept that's interesting and powerful within the tenets of Buddhism is the Eightfold Path. According to Buddhism, the key to ending suffering and achieving nirvana is to follow the Eightfold Path. These eightfolds are right views, right resolve, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Now, there are all kinds of resources online that you can look up and look into on Buddhism. Highly recommend you go to your favorite search engine and check it out. One site you might want to check out is buddhanet.net. That's buddhanet.net. That one in particular has some awesome articles that I think you'll enjoy. So that was a very quick overview. And now we'll jump into some of my favorite passages from the Dhammapada. From chapter 1. Our life is shaped by our mind. We become what we think. For hatred can never put an end to hatred. Love alone can. From chapter 2. Earnest among those who are indolent, awake among those who slumber. The wise advance like a racehorse, leaving others behind. The earnest are always respected, the indolent never. Chapter 3. A trained mind brings health and happiness. The wise can direct their thoughts, subtle and elusive, wherever they choose. A trained mind brings health and happiness. They are not wise whose thoughts are not steady and minds not serene, who do not know Dharma, the law of life. They are wise whose thoughts are steady and mind serene, unaffected by good and bad. They are awake and free from fear. More than those who hate you, more than all your enemies, an undisciplined mind does greater harm. From chapter 4. The wise live without injuring nature, as the bee drinks honey without harming the flower. Do not give your attention to what others do or fail to do. Give it to what you do or fail to do. Like a lovely flower full of color but lacking in fragrance are the words of those who do not practice what they teach. Chapter 5. If you find no one to support you on the spiritual path, walk alone. There is no companionship with the immature. The immature go after false prestige, precedence of fellow monks, power in the monastery, praise from all. Listen, monks and householders, I can do this, I can do that. I am right and you are wrong. Thus their pride and passion increases. Choose the path that leads to nirvana. Avoid the road to profit and pleasure. Remember this always, O disciples of the Buddha, and strive always for wisdom. From Chapter 6. As irrigators lead water where they want, as archers make their arrows straight, as carpenters carve wood, the wise shape their minds. As a solid rock cannot be moved by the wind, the wise are not shaken by praise or blame. From Chapter 7. Wisdom has stilled their minds, and their thoughts, words, and deeds are filled with peace. Freed from illusion and from personal ties, they have renounced the world of appearance to find reality. Thus they have reached the highest. Chapter 8. One who conquers himself is greater than another who conquers 1,000 times 1,000 men on the battlefield. From Chapter 9. Little by little a person becomes evil, as a water pot is filled by drops of water. Little by little a person becomes good, as a water pot is filled by drops of water. If you have no wound on your hand, you can touch poison without being harmed. No harm comes to him who does not harm. If you harm a pure and innocent person, you harm yourself, as dust thrown against the wind comes back to the thrower. Chapter 10. Speak quietly to everyone, and they too will be gentle in their speech. Harsh words hurt and come back to the sender. As a well-trained horse needs no whip, a well-trained mind needs no prodding from the world to be good. Chapter 11. When you are living in darkness, why don't you look for the light? 12. Learn what is right, then teach others, as the wise do. Before trying to guide others, be your own guide first. It is hard to learn to guide oneself. Do not do evil, and suffering will not come. Everyone has the choice to be pure or impure. No one can purify another. Don't neglect your own duty for another, however great. Know your own duty and perform it. Chapter 13 on the world. Rather simple advice here. Don't follow the way of the world. Wake up. Don't be lazy. Follow the right path. Avoid the wrong. You will be happy here as well as hereafter. In this dark world, few can see. Like birds that free themselves from the net, only a few find their way to heaven. Avoid all evil. Cultivate the good. Purify your mind. This sums up the teaching of the Buddhas. Cultivate patience that endures and attain nirvana, the highest goal of life. Do not oppress others or cause them pain. That is not the way of the spiritual aspirant. Do not find fault with others. Do not injure others, but live in accordance with the Dharma. They are wise who know that passions are passing and bring pain in their wake. Driven by fear, people run for security to mountains and forests, to sacred spots and shrines. But none of these can be a safe refuge, because they cannot free the mind from fear. chapter 15, on joy. Let us live in joy, never attached among those who are selfishly attached. Let us live in joy, never hoarding things among those who hoard. Health is the best gift, contentment the best wealth, trust the best kinsman, nirvana the greatest joy. Drink the nectar of the Dharma in the depths of meditation and become free from fear and sin. Avoid the company of the immature if you want joy. If you forget the joy of life and get caught in the pleasures of the world, you will come to envy those who put meditation first. Go beyond both pleasure and pain. Don't get selfishly attached to anything, for trying to hold on to it will bring you pain. When you have neither likes nor dislikes, you will be free. Be detached, and you will be free from suffering and fear. Be unselfish, and you will be free from grief and fear. Be unselfish, and you will also be free from anxiety and fear. Those who have character and discrimination, who are honest and good and follow the Dharma with devotion, win the respect of the world. Chapter 17 on anger. Give up anger, give up pride, and free yourself from worldly bondage. No sorrow can befall those who never try to possess people and things as their own. Conquer anger through gentleness, unkindness through kindness, greed through generosity, and falsehood by truth. Be truthful. Do not yield to anger. Give freely, even if you have but little to give. The gods will bless you. The wise are disciplined in body, speech, and mind. They are well controlled indeed. Chapter 18 on impurity. Light the lamp within. Strive hard to attain wisdom. Make your mind pure as a silversmith blows away the impurities of silver, little by little, instant by instant. There is no impurity greater than ignorance. Any indiscipline brings evil in its wake. Those who have destroyed the roots of jealousy have peace of mind always. It is easy to see the faults of others. It is hard to see our own. All is change in the world, but the disciples of the Buddha are never shaken. The person established in the Dharma, from chapter 19. One is not wise because he talks a good deal. They are wise who are patient and free from hate and fear. Dharma is not upheld by talking about it. Dharma is upheld by living in harmony with it. Gray hair does not make one an elder. One can grow old and still be immature. A true elder is truthful, virtuous, gentle, self-controlled, and pure in mind. Neither pleasant words nor a pretty face can make beautiful a person who is jealous, selfish, or deceitful. Only those who have uprooted such impurities from their mind are fit to be called beautiful. One is not noble who injures living creatures. They are noble who hurt no one. Chapter 20. The Path. All created things are transitory. Those who realize this are freed from suffering. This is the path that leads to pure wisdom. I will make this my winter home, have another house for the monsoon, and dwell in a third during the summer. Lost in such fancies, one forgets his final destination. Now is the time to wake up, when you are young and strong. Chapter 21. If a man who enjoys a lesser happiness beholds a greater one, let him leave aside the lesser to gain the greater. Don't try to build your happiness on the unhappiness of others. You will be enmeshed in a net of hatred. Chapter 22. One of my favorite thoughts, as all of these are. If anything is worth doing, do it with all your heart. Don't waste a moment, for wasted moments send you on the downward course. 23. If you find a friend who is good, wise, and loving, walk with him all the way and overcome all dangers. It is better to be alone than to live with the immature. Chapter 24. Fetters of wood, rope, or even iron, say the wise, are not as strong as selfish attachment to wealth and family. Such fetters drag us down and are hard to break. Break them by overcoming selfish desires, and turn from the world of sensory pleasure without a backward glance. Like a spider caught in its own web is a person driven by fierce cravings. If you want to reach the other shore, don't let doubts, passions, and cravings strengthen your fetters. Meditate deeply. Discriminate between the pleasant and the permanent. He is supremely wise who is free from compulsive urges and attachments. Chapter 25. Cast out greed and hatred. Raise yourself by your own efforts. Be your own critic. Thus self-reliant and vigilant, you will live in joy. Be your own master and protector. Train your mind as a merchant trains his horse. Chapter 26, the final chapter on the Brahmin. This individual has neither likes nor dislikes and is free from the chains of fear. Has trained his mind to be still. Day and night shines in radiance of love for all. Never angry, never causes harm to others, even when he is harmed by them. Does not hurt others with unkind acts, words, or thoughts. Up from sleep and is fully awake. Fears neither prison nor death. Never angry. Pure and self-controlled. Wants are few. Put aside weapons and renounced violence toward all creatures. Neither kills nor helps others kill. Passion and hatred, arrogance and deceit have fallen away. Never asks what life can give, only what he can give to life. Overcome the urge to possess even heavenly things and is free from all selfish attachments. Possessing nothing, desiring nothing for his own pleasure or his own profit, he has become a force for good, working for the freedom for all. Fearless, heroic, unshakable, a great sage who has conquered death and attained life's goal. Well, that was the summary of some of my favorite passages from the Dhammapada. I hope that you enjoyed this quick look at the Buddha and Buddhism, and specifically the Dhammapada. So much more to get into that I hope that you pursue. And if you'd like to check this out, you can go to Zaadz.com, ZAADZ.com, and search there. And you can also go to thinkarete.com for this article. That's thinkarete.com. I hope you enjoyed, and here is to our pursuit of right thought. Yours in waking up.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this edition of the Zod's Notes. To hear other titles written or narrated by Brian Johnson, please visit learnoutloud.com/Brian Johnson. For more educational and self-development audiobooks, courses, and podcasts, please visit www.learnoutloud.com. For more inspiration and to join a growing community of seekers and enlightened entrepreneurs, check out zaadz.com. That's ZAADZ.com. Thank you for listening.